Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, we pause for a moment in a unique park near London's King's Cross, built in the skeleton of an industrial giant. Here's Monocle's David Stevens.
How do you prefer your tea? Milk and sugar? Tea bag in? Well, how about 25 metres above London, atop an icon of England's Industrial Revolution? Well, if the archive photos are anything to go by, at least one group of women awarded themselves this pleasure back in 1918. Perched on one of the nation's then burgeoning collections of gas holders with a rather smoggy-looking London behind, it seemed like a fairly rare experience. And now, it seems, I've found myself in a similar moment of contemplation while wandering the canal-lined paths of St. Pancras Lock, within the frame of a very similar feature of the London skyline. A towering steel skeleton, once supporting a tank holding 1.1 million cubic feet of gas, now holds just one passerby. I'm sitting in Gas Holder Park, amidst the frame of Gas Holder No. 8. The tank and its surrounding frame was originally constructed in the 1850s, forming part of a collection behind King's Cross Station, which weren't fully decommissioned until 150 years later. They were dismantled to make way for the Channel Tunnel rail link. I guess innovation always eventually gives way to innovation. Number 8 was reassembled in 2013 on the side of St. Pancras Basin, along with its friends numbers 10, 11 and 12. They ended up as housing and office space. Most of these towering frames usually resemble giant burned-out rotundas more than the engineering marvel they once were. But not this one. While Gas Holder 8's 25-metre-high hollow cast-iron columns and lattice-laced girders might look similar to those of number 10, these house a much more substantive experience. A circular green space bursts out from this post-industrial landscape. It's a small one, sure. The frame is only 35 metres across. There's no swing set or basketball court, just a slight rise to one end. Perfect to lay back and watch the canal boats putter by. But the designers of Gas Holder Park have created more than just a patch of green splattered amongst the grey. They've created a moment of discovery too. The central area is framed by bench seats under a circular canopy. The canopy is mirrored, with rectangular holes punched through, held up by dozens of similarly mirrored panels. As you walk the circumference of the park, light dances off the surfaces at different angles. You might get a peek at the outside world. Sometimes you see yourself, and occasionally you even feel like the mirrored panels have closed and the park is all yours. Your view seems to shimmer and shift, as if peering through a cloud of gasoline. This is such an unassuming use for such an overwhelming structure. With more than 100 years of history, rising 25 metres into the air, this park had some very large shoes to fill. But it shows that you can honour a historically important piece of the built environment without overstating its new role. This grand triumph of engineering was offered a slightly less grand gesture. It's now a humble park, and still a great spot for tea.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to David Stevens for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.